Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. WWE prepares for their biggest pay-per-view of the year. A lawsuit has been settled. And does Ace and Eights have a new member? All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. On a sad note, Reed Flair has passed away. So what's going on with this, Aaron?
Yeah, Reed Flair, it was very sudden, and it happened on Friday, right after we released the show. And it's a really sad thing. At first, I hate to say this, but I actually got him confused with David Flair. And I was thinking, man, George Clooney must have really hated that guy. And, apparently got mad that, they slept with the same woman. But then, realized pretty quickly that was Reed, not David. So
that is true. It's unfortunate. Yeah. And, there's been rumors, but we're not going to speculate until there's stuff that's been confirmed. But it's just a sad day for what's going on with the Flair family. And also, if you're going to WrestleMania Access this weekend, even though Rick won't be there, he's been replaced by The Undertaker. So Martha Hart, the lawsuit has finally been settled.
You know how long that this has been going on now?
It feels like forever. It's been before we started doing the show, which has been 4 years ago. So it's really interesting that finally it's over with. So I'm just happy it's over and done with. What's going on with this is that WWE can use Owen Hart's likeness, but any royalties must be paid to Martha. I'm fine with this. I think everyone is too.
Well, that's what it should have been in the first place. I don't know why this was even such a big deal. Look, it was a wrongful death. He died in the line of duty. So WWE does owe the Hart family money, plain and simple, right?
Right.
And so that they had to settle all that stuff. I can understand there being a lot of bitterness between the Hart family and WWE because their son died while he was, entertaining the fans. So I can understand that. I'm glad it's settled. I would love to see a Best of Owen Hart DVD. He was one of those people that would have been WWE champion. He would probably have been around until the mid-2000s, and he would easily have been a WWE, if not a world heavyweight champion. And can you imagine the matches that he would have had with Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero, even any of those people coming in? He probably would have even been around for Brock Lesnar, so it would have been so cool to see him in action. But unfortunately, we'll never get that.
Yep, but we'll have probably a Best of Owen Hart DVD coming out, or Blu-ray coming out, I'd say, in the next few years. And yep, He'll also get inducted into the Hall of Fame, I bet.
So, Andy, let's go on to WWE programming for this week. So it's all about the road to WrestleMania. They're preparing for the biggest day of the year for WWE. And, let's just talk about Raw, because SmackDown, for the most part, was kind of a recap show. But Raw was the major focus.
Well, also, main event was basically a recap show. They had one match, which I feel bad for the primetime players right now because they're getting buried. But yeah, it was the second half of main event. That's all it was. It was just a recap of WrestleMania. And same thing with SmackDown. Mm-hmm. It was kind of sad.
Well, and I think, look, let's just be honest here. If they only had two shows, let's say they only had Raw and SmackDown, okay? Because Saturday Morning Slam is probably going to be a recap. SmackDown was a recap. Main event recap. If they only had, though, Raw and SmackDown, then you would be able to have some stuff going on that people would want to tune in for. And honestly, I don't know anyone if you watch SmackDown this week, there's nothing that you will get that you did not get on Raw. There's no reason to tune into SmackDown. Let's just be honest. So I think that's one of the problems with having so much programming, but I don't want to rehash an old topic. So HBK is going to be in Triple H's corner. Is this, how is this going to even, what dynamic is this going to have on the match?
It has no dynamic on the match whatsoever, except that HBK gets another WrestleMania payday. That's it. But it wouldn't surprise me if for some reason HBK tries to quote unquote break Brock's arm. It wouldn't surprise me. Or somehow gets it so Triple H wins. That would not surprise me. What they're going to do with this, I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and you know, we'll talk about this a little more in our WrestleMania special, so make sure you you listen to that. But let's move on, though, to Rock and Cena. So they have separate promos about their matches. You know, Cena starts off the show. He gives a promo. It was a little underwhelming. Rock gave a promo, too, which I kind of also felt was a little underwhelming. I was kind of hoping that one of the other ones was going to interrupt him in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, maybe even brawl. Like, I was kind of hoping that something would happen. But I kind of feel that these two, it just hasn't been as up to par as, you know, even Rock Punk. I thought Rock Punk, you know, they had a head-on collision. And I love that. But Rock Cena hasn't been like that.
I think it was a great idea at first to have, you know, twice in a lifetime or thrice in a lifetime. It'll probably be next year. I don't think anyone cares. I think it's got to the point where if it was, you know, you don't want to say Cena versus CM Punk because that's been overdone a lot lately. But it's like, okay, no one cares. Like, people were chanting boring during Cena's little promo, and I swear I heard it during Rock's as well. I think the fans just don't care about this match. They don't want to see that match. They want to see something else. They just don't want to see that match. This match will fail, and this should not be the last match, but it will.
I disagree with you. I don't think that this is going to fail. And I think that people would like to see this. I just think the lead up, the build up, has not been nearly as good as Punk and Rock's was. And I think that has to do with the writing. I think that people are trying to protect Rock and trying to protect Cena. And it makes sense. It makes total sense why you want to protect those two. But at the same time, you have to tell an intriguing story for us. You have to make me go, man, I really want to see if Rock can do it again. I really want to see if Cena can do it again. So you have to erase doubt from my mind that Cena is undoubtedly going to win. But they haven't done that. I do think this match needs to go on last because I think that the WWE title, the most prestigious title in their whole company, needs to be the focus of every pay-per-view, the focus of every show. And I think that Cena winning it, I hate to say this because it makes my skin crawl, but Cena winning it will actually bring a little more prestige to the title than The Rock has.
I disagree completely. Cena needs the strap. It's been a while since he's had it. So anyway, so let's move on to Jericho. He beats Antonio Cesaro.
Didn't you like the match?
No. I mean, okay, I take that back. I did like the match. I think Claudio is just a great worker. It just stinks that because they haven't really done much with him. He's been on Main Event. He's been on, Saturday Morning Slam. He's been on SmackDown. But, like, to me, he's just there. He's just a, I don't want to say a paper champion, but he's a working champion, but they're not doing anything with it. It's like, oh, wow, I have the U.S. title.
Well, they did a lot with him to start off.
At first, but they haven't done anything in the last, 6 weeks?
He has a feud with Ryback that he loses every match. That's not a feud. That's called a squash.
Exactly.
He faced Ryback, I want to say, 3 or 4 times. It was a mini feud. And Ryback beat him every single time. That's not a feud. But I agree. I did like the match. Jericho beats Cesaro. Immediately Fandango attacks. I have a question, though, for my listeners, and I might blow your mind here. They look out to the stage, and you see Fandango come out of the, you know, I don't know what that is, like the garland or
right. But first, they have to lower it.
That's what I was gonna get at. So if you're in the crowd and you see something getting lowered, you go, well, Fandango's obviously coming out. It'd be like if, and before Undertaker comes out, they have to have 6 druids come out before he can do a surprise run in. You're not surprised at that point in time. So same thing with Fandango. You know, I didn't get surprised at all.
Yeah, but if Taker comes out on a motorcycle, you just don't know.
Yeah, you'll never know. Yeah, because they don't have to move the ring steps.
Nope, they don't have to move the ring steps at all.
I actually, I got to say, this is one of the few matches at WrestleMania that not only am I excited for, but I think could go either way. And, you know, of course, we have a couple guests on our WrestleMania special. So, you know, there, I think that we're going to have, it will not be an agreement. I think that we'll have very different opinions on who's going to win. Andy, though, Raw closed with Taker coming out, giving an interview. Some stuff happened. You know, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, here's what happened. Taker's doing his promo, blah, blah, blah. That's all I'm thinking the entire time he's doing it. And I wanted to fast forward, but I had to hear what he was saying because it might be important. All of a sudden, the Druids come out. And I'm like, oh, geez. What are they going to do here? Then who I think it was Paul Heyman came out dressed up as Paul Bearer, is what it looked like to me at least, with all the Druids. Taker gets ticked, comes down the thing, and all of a sudden Punk comes out, and he's one of the Druids. Would have never guessed it.
Well, Taker did attack one of the other Druids, though, and which I like that because I think everybody was like, oh, obviously, you know, he's one of the Druids. He attacks one of them, then he rips one of their hats off, and then Punk attacked him. Mm-hmm. So I actually, I got to say, I thought that that was a pretty good segment there. What I didn't like was disrespecting the memory of Paul Bearer, and I understand that, look, his son, you know, said it was okay. That, yeah, his son said it was okay, but does that mean it's okay to do? Just because he said, yeah, that's fine, you can go ahead and do that. I still think it's pretty disrespectful. If someone dies, just, you know, put up a, you know, in memory of. And then let it go, you know? Let it go. But they didn't do that, and so they went to the nth degree.
Yeah, and the one thing also that came out of the segment, I mean, it was, I thought it was kind of an interesting segment because all of a sudden Punk, he opened the urn up and dumped all the stuff on to Taker, which I thought was kind of stupid. I didn't like it. And in fact, Paul Bearer's son, Michael, Michael Moody, he actually said something about it. But when he said it, I think some people twisted the words a little bit. He said that he was fine with it, which some people said that he wasn't. But he said that it was just told to him a little bit differently than what happened on TV. But he said that it was hard to watch and y'all are professionals about it. And he can trust them. Well, I hearing that the following day, I was like, okay, I'm fine with it a little bit, but I'm still kind of like, why? You know,
I still think it's in bad taste, but you know, we'll talk more about all these matches as we mentioned on our WrestleMania special.
Yes. So let's move on to our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, and you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off the Mark page. You're going to see a banner for WWE Shop. There are so many deals going on, especially with the WrestleMania stuff going on. Just click on that banner. There'll be a code right before you click on it. Use that code at checkout, and you're going to save tons of money on all the stuff that you buy from WWEShop.com. Also, make sure you check out High Spots. Let's move on to Impact Wrestling this week. So we have Austin Aries and Bobby Roode versus Hernandez and Chavo. And what's the stip on this one, Aaron?
Yeah, so this is you know, next week's Impact, and it's a 2 out of 3 falls match. But the kicker is, if Austin Aries and Robert Roode win, then Hernandez and Chavo have to break up as a tag team. Actually, you know, it's one of those where I could see Austin Aries and Robert Roode winning. I could see him losing. I actually don't think that's a good thing to do. I think that having them as a tag team is fine, and letting them tag in the future is important too, because those two, they work pretty well together. But nonetheless, I think that this is a pretty big deal. And, you know, we got a couple other things going on that we're going to have to really talk about next week's Impact and all the matches that it's going to have. But Andy, Petey Williams, your boy, Petey Williams, your favorite wrestler in the whole world, beats his two competitors, one of which was Sanjay Dutt, the other one, I don't even remember his name. And so he gets to take on Kenny King, or as you like to call him, Kid Cash, and Zema Ion next week. What do you think?
Oh, Petey Williams actually came out at one of the, I can't remember which indie show it was, but he actually said that he signed a contract with TNA. Well, if he signed a contract with TNA, this to me sounds like he's going to win the title. Because if he can't wrestle any of the on the indie scene anymore, and he's dedicated only to TNA, to me, he's going to win. I think that there'll be, because they got to have some big matches coming up at their next show. Next week's show. So it wouldn't surprise me if he wins. I guess that's the best way to put it. But then it kind of hurts Kenny King in a way, because he just got the strap.
Yeah, he did. But
if Zema Ion gets pinned, though, then they can continue.
True. And I think that might be the route that they go. I think Kenny Williams might be the favorite to win next week. I really do. I think Kenny King probably will win. Petey Williams winning, though, would not surprise me in the least. Would not surprise me. I think having this match be a three-way was a good thing. Like we said last week, I don't think having a three-way is the smartest thing in the world to do. But for this match, I think it works. But Andy, another thing happens. So AJ comes out. The Aces and Eights are asking him to join. And then in a later segment, AJ comes out with the vest on. So he joined the Aces and Eights?
Nah. I think they're just doing this to kind of play with the fans out there. I think it's going to be a big swerve.
I don't know. I wouldn't say big swerve. I think there might be a swerve going on here, though. We'll see, you know. But the big thing that happened was Hogan said that he's taking on James Storm next week. And, you know, I had predicted in previous shows that it wasn't going to be until Slammiversary that they were going to have this big buildup for these two. So I got to ask you, Andy, is next week's Impact arguably bigger with better matches than this week's WrestleMania?
It might be. That's the weird part. And the buildup to next week's Impact actually is kind of good. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm not really looking forward to WrestleMania that much. I'm more thinking on how I can bash it at the post show. That's what I've been coming up with, one-liners, Fandango jokes. I'm just surprised that they made this show so big, especially right after WrestleMania. But maybe that's the strategy they're trying to go for. But then also, you can only do this for so long. Then you gotta have pay-per-views. So they're putting all their eggs in a basket right now, I think. Right now. So.
Yeah, no, and I just want to say this. I think that it might be bigger than WrestleMania. At least it has better matches, first of all. I think that it'll be more entertaining. I think that there's more in the line. I don't know if this is the smartest thing business-wise, though. I think that here's why. If you have a WrestleMania hangover, which WWE typically does, do you want it the week after? I don't know. You know, I almost wonder if it should have been the week before. I wonder if this should have been going on this week. I don't know. You know, I don't know if I can answer that question. I guess we'll find out next week when we see the show, and then, you know, the week over the weekend when we find out what the ratings are.
That's true.
I hope that it is good. Andy, weekly topic. What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about. This is just a big rumor, but they've been talking about how many minutes they're giving each match. So this is in no particular order. So let's start off with Chris Jericho versus Fandango. Fandango. They've been getting about 10 minutes, which, you know, I think is pretty short for WrestleMania. I was thinking 15.
You know, for a Jericho-Fandango match, I think that's okay. I almost wonder, though, if Jericho would win this one, then.
No.
Well, and I don't want to know your pick. I don't want to know your pick, but a short match to me would say that Jericho is probably the favorite to win, because a longer match to me would say that, well, Jericho is really good and he almost outlasted him, but man, right at the end there. So that makes me wonder. Now, Andy, Team Hell No. So this is a tag team. You have Team Hell No, then you have Ziggler and Big E, and they're expecting 12 to 15 minutes. And of course that's going to depend on, you know, how the crowd is and if they're into it or not. 12 to 15 minutes. Is that enough for a tag team for the tag title?
But the thing is, there's also talking about change of this match where the Divas are involved in this match as well. So
what? There's already a match for that.
I know, but they're still talking that they may combine the match where, you know, like if AJ pins Caitlyn, then the Divas title will transfer. Ugh. But then the tag titles won't. And then there's talk that they would transfer as well. It's just one of those things.
Overly complicated. That is so stupid. If they do that, I know it's rumor. It's kind of weird we're talking about rumors, but, you know, it's WrestleMania. Yeah. So we got to talk about this stuff. Ryback versus Mark Henry, 12 minutes.
I hope that's including the entrance.
It's probably including their entrances.
6 minutes apiece. Let's see. 3 minute match, 2 minutes of celebration. Okay. Yeah. That's
and
about right.
I want to say this too. Everything we've been reading online, because these, you know, they have matches at house shows. Nobody has been into this. People have not been into Ryback and Mark Henry. And I think that this is one of those where 12 minutes, like, we're joking, but in all seriousness, I think that might include their entrances. I think that this is going to be a 5 minute match.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to time these matches too, because I'm wondering if this is going to be 5 minutes. The next match is The Shield versus Orton, Show, and Sheamus. They're giving them 15 minutes, which I think is appropriate. I think The Shield could go longer, though. I think that with a three-way match, and especially having, you know, Show, Orton, and Sheamus together, I'm surprised they're only getting 15. You'd think they could get up to 20 minutes, if not 25.
And which is a really good point, because it's a tag. It's a six-man tag. A person's only going to be in the ring for a minute. So you have to run around for a minute, which, don't get me wrong, you know, it can be very tiring, but then you get a breather. So I'm a little surprised that it's going to be that short. I agree with you. Andy, Punk Taker, 20 minutes?
That's about right, because I don't think Undertaker will last that long. I think that
that's true. That's true.
I think that 20 minutes will include his entrance. So 8 minutes, and then another minute to get in the ring, then CM Punk's thing, and then he'll have 7 minutes of a match, and then 2 minutes of celebration approximately. You know, you don't know what's going on with this, but it'll be interesting. This will be a decent match. We also have a Swagger versus Del Rio. They've been given about 15 minutes.
That seems right to me.
And it shouldn't be. It actually should be like 20, but it depends on how the crowd is. I think the crowd's going to hate this. I really believe the crowd will hate this match. And 15 minutes is probably plenty enough. Triple H vs. Lesnar has been given 20 to 30 minutes. And I think this is the wild card one. I think this is depending on how the crowd is reacting. If the crowd is into the match, it's going 30 easily. And that's without entrances. If the crowd is not into it, it's 20 with the entrances.
No, I disagree. I think that'll be 20 to 30. I agree on the 30 part, not on the 20, though. I think that these two, it's going to be a brawling match. You know, this is going to be a very different match than Punk, than Rock, than, you know, even Jericho. It'll be very different. And I don't mind that. You know, I think that it's good. You need those different styles of matches. So even though we've ragged on this a lot, I think it'll be a pretty good match. I hate that I know the outcome already. Andy, the main event of the night, Rock versus Cena, 25 to 30 minutes.
Nah, that's probably about right. I think there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of things going on in the match. And I would not be surprised if Cena has a big entrance and The Rock just has a normal one. I think Cena's going to have something similar to when he came out where the ramp, you know, rose up and he came out in the gangster car. I think that will be it. He won't do that one, but I bet you it'll be something along those lines. It'll be something big. That's what I think is going to happen, but it's going to last that long. I'm just wondering if Rock's going to be conditioned to go that long.
I don't know.
You know, because Cena's...
It'll be interesting.
And the thing is, who's calling the match? Is it Cena or Rock? Because Cena almost 99% of the time calls every spot.
I would imagine Cena's going to call it, and you'll be able to hear it, of course.
Because
he likes to yell out everything. Yeah. Two elbows! Two elbows!
Yeah. Stay down! Huh? Stay down! You know,
and then of course, Andy, there's the miscellaneous Diddy's performance, 8 minutes, WWE Hall of Famer, 7, then show opener, 7.
Smoke break. And also, and they're going to have other segments about 10 minutes that I'll go throughout the show. And rumor right now, they have not announced yet who's going to sing the national anthem yet, but I think I know who it is. I've narrowed down to two people. Who do you think those two people could be, Aaron?
Yeah, Ariana, Chris Brown.
I was thinking Ariana, but
Brown will probably beat Ariana or Rihanna.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Harry Connick Jr. does it for some reason.
I have no idea who that is off the top of my head.
If you heard him sing, he did the Super Bowl national anthem sometime in the last 3 or 4 years.
Doesn't help.
Okay. Anyways, okay, he was on Law and Order SVU. He did a little arc.
Jimmy Smits. Yeah, he's really good. He's really good.
It doesn't matter, but we'll see who's going to sing. It's going to be a fun filled show. And if you have not listened to the special yet, make sure you listen to it before WrestleMania. We got some awesome things going on there, and we have a couple guests as well. So anyways, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AwfulMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.